Gather around, neighbors, and I'll tell you the most glorious story ever told. It's a story filled with miracles and wonders, a true story of how God shared his love with the world and sent his son, Jesus, to live among us. At just the perfect time, Jesus came to restore the light of hope in the hearts of the people and to announce a great season of jubilee. Friends, this is good news for all people. There's a new song soaring on the wind. Come, everyone, and join the music. Listen, learn, and live. For many years, the old-timey prophets had told the people about the coming of the promised Savior. This great leader would teach and preach and reach out to everyone, even the poor, and the needy would be remembered. The mountains and the valleys would once again ring with promise. Justice and peace would rule the earth. Listen to these words from the Bible. May the King judge your people with righteousness, your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills ring with the music of grace. On clear, cold nights out in the country, sometimes you can see a million stars shining like silver diamonds against the dark sky. It reminds you of the greatness of God. So vast is the universe, you have to ask yourself, who are we that God should even consider us his children? What love would cause him to give his very brightest star to be the light of our paths and a lamp unto our way. In the days before the Messiah was born, there came a star rising in the eastern sky. Just seeing it glimmer brought hope to the nation. Could the time be drawing near when God would send his morning star? With each passing year, they held tighter to their faith and prayed with all their hearts for the coming of Jubilee. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob. A scepter shall rise from Israel.
Oh,
life in those days was filled with hardships. Years of exile, slavery, and oppression took its toll on the spirit of the people. Still, there were those who kept the dream for a peaceable kingdom alive from generation to generation. They passed down the words of the prophets in songs and customs and devotedly observed the faith. They listened to the words of the scripture and lived each day with expectation and hope. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. At just the right time, God chose a young peasant girl named Mary to be the mother of the promised one. An angel delivered the surprising news to her, and she bravely embraced her calling. Now, Mary was promised to a devout man named Joseph. He was a humble carpenter, yet he committed to do what he could to protect Mary during those challenging days. As the time drew near for Mary to deliver her baby, they both had to travel to Bethlehem to register for the census. The road from Nazareth to Bethlehem was long and dusty, but they trusted God to guide them safely to their miracle. Now, the Bible records their journey in the book of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was in Bethlehem that Mary had her baby, just as the scriptures had promised. Joseph called his name Jesus. It wasn't in a mighty city or a golden palace that Jesus was born. He gave birth in an old barn where animals were fed and watered. His first cradle was a manger filled with hay. Swaddling clothes and a mother's love kept him warm that first night. The stars above were his only nightlight. God reached down and touched the earth with grace that first Christmas night, and nothing has ever been the same. Yes, Bethlehem, you may be a little village, but you will always be the place where love was born. Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. It sure didn't take long for the news to begin spreading about the birth of Jesus. It started in an unexpected way when a group of shepherds keeping watch over their flocks were dazzled by a bunch of angels. There, in the open fields, the shepherds couldn't believe their eyes. "Glory to God in the highest," the angels shouted. "Peace to people of goodwill." These hard-working folk received a heavenly invitation to visit the miracle. So, as fast as they could go, they went to the manger and found the Holy Family. Jesus, the light of the world, had come. When the shepherds left, they told everyone what they had seen. The Gospel of Luke reports it this way. And when they had seen this sight, they told everybody what had been said to them about the little child. And those who heard them were amazed at what the shepherds said. Then the shepherds went back to work, glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen.
Thank you.
A new light was shining in the darkness. A great star of promise was rising over the land. A new day of hope was dawning for all the people. Even wise men from far away were befuddled by the meaning of the bright new star they had seen in the sky. Well, they were desperate for answers, and they assembled a big caravan and headed off across the desert on a great quest. Following the star, they arrived at last in Bethlehem. Now listen to the Gospel of Matthew. And now the star, which they had seen in the east, went in front of them as they traveled until at last it shone immediately above the place where the little child lay. This then was the story of how Jesus the Christ was born. Of course, It was only the beginning of how Jesus changed the world with his most extraordinary life. That little light that was first seen in a cattle stall in Bethlehem would soon flood the whole world with new hope. That glorious light still shines today, and the darkness of this old world has never overcome it. Because of the gift of Jesus, we are now his children of light. Like the moon on a cloudless night, we can reflect the rays of his goodness for all to see. Working together, washed in his glory, filled with his spirit, we are his children of light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is now risen upon you.